This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Good morning. I'm Rick Camley. Many Fridays, we hear from Amy Diaz. She is the editor for The Hippo, and she's here today to talk about a weekend of film and theater. Let's go to the stage first. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So there is a couple of interesting productions going on, musical productions, here in the Granite State this weekend. One is The Producers.
Yes. So they are in the middle of a multi-week run of The Producers at the Palace Theater in Manchester. And, you know, this is based on the Mel Brooks movie. Started out as a movie, became a Broadway show, was a movie again. So, you know, people have some familiarity of it. And the basic story is Bialystock, Max Bialystock, Leo Bloom. And they decide that there's a way to get rich quick by producing the worst musical theater of all time.
Yeah, they're going to get rich by producing a flop on Broadway.
Yes, exactly.
And it involves Hitler.
Yeah. They tried to pick the most offensive, horrible thing they could find in order to ensure that it would become a flop, which, you know, spoiler alert, if you've seen the movie, it doesn't quite work out the way they expected.
How is the Palace's production? How is it unique?
Well, you know, I was talking to one of the cast members, and he was saying there are a couple of things. There are a lot of different, just in general, costume changes, especially the female actors are playing a bunch of different characters, or, you know, people are appearing in scenes where they're wearing a whole lot of different costumes. So there's just a lot going on. And then the big kind of iconic set piece of the show is the Springtime for Hitler number.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a big, huge, elaborate number. It kind of brings in all the Broadway elements. A lot of things have to happen. People are on stage and then they've got to run back, do a wig change, get back out. There's a lot going on with the lighting. I think the sort of the end of the number has women with tanks, and then there's like confetti coming out of the tanks. So there's a lot of things that have to be timed just right. And I always think it's kind of fascinating to see stuff like that all come together.
Yeah, and it happens to come together very quickly, right? And these productions are put together rather fast.
Yes, you know, the Palace productions, pretty much all of them, they get a really short time. So these actors are hired and they come in and they have about 10 days. And actually, two of those days are their days off.
Okay, so The Producers is happening at the Palace this weekend. But there's another theater production that, in your notes, you said is kind of rather complicated as well. It's another musical. It's a production of A Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes, and this is over at the Dana Center, St. Anselm. The Players are putting this on, and it starts this weekend, also next weekend. And the whole thing with Little Shop of Horrors is the plant, Audrey 2. If you remember the plot of this one, it's a plant from outer space.
The plant comes down and it's very small, and then it grows and grows until
exactly,
it's eating people.
Exactly. It feeds on human blood.
So how do you make a plant that can eat people on stage?
Well, that is kind of the whole trick of it. And in fact, if you're a theater company that has a set of these plants, you often are renting them out to other theater companies because
you
they're
rent
really
man-eating plants.
Exactly. You're in the plant business.
And it's so a living.
Exactly. There are four of them that make up the Audrey 2 in this production. They start kind of as almost a handheld puppet and end up as being just this enormous puppet that the puppeteer has kind of both arms to work the mouth. And then throughout the whole production, so you've got the puppeteer doing Audrey 2, but then you've also got the voice of Audrey 2, who's a separate person. So there's a lot going on to make sure those two people who are bringing to life one character can always be working together.
Okay, so two deceptively technical productions, The Producers
yes.
and Little Shop of Horrors this weekend. Now, we talked a little bit about there's the Jewish Film Festival that's taking place this weekend, and that's taking place at several locations, isn't it?
Yes. You know, so the New Hampshire Jewish Film Festival starting this weekend, and it's running through next weekend. And this is actually, you're going to be able to find films all over the state. In Manchester, there are a couple of locations, also at the Cinemagic in Merrimack, out in Portsmouth, and in Keene and Concord. So it's a chance to see these films. Some of them are running twice even. So, you know, if you have some interest in them, there's a bunch of different opportunities to see the films. And these aren't movies that you're going to normally see at the Cineplex. So a lot of these are movies that maybe have gone to different film festivals across the world and on all different subjects, too.
So what are some highlights?
Well, so there's one called Glickman, and that's about an Olympic athlete. It's a documentary, and so a very sports kind of focus. There's another one about Doc Pomus, the musician. There's one called Quality Balls. It's the David Steinberg story. He's someone who's directed Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. So if you're a big fan of those shows, that might be something you'd be interested in. And then there's actually one for the kids. The theme of this year's festival is the Jewish American experience. And so they're also showing An American Tale on Sunday. So kind of some way to bring the kids into this as well.
And we'll have more information about all of these events at our website on the Arts and Culture page for the weekend at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz here to talk about stage and screen for this weekend. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.